Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Scare around gift-giving time, you know, Christmas, the holidays, and all this other stuff. There are people who are now worried about AI toys and whether or not they should be giving them to your kids. So the random question I have for you today is, one, are you willing to get your kid an AI toy for starters? And I'll explain what they are here in just a minute. And two, what are the other things that are on the absolutely no list for you from a gift giving perspective? For instance, my kid has been asking, Desmond is now asking to try drums. So I'm going to go take him a place where he plays some drums. I'm not getting drums yet.
You don't want that in the house.
Not yet.
You don't want that in the house.
If he loves it, then it is what it is, and I'll get the kid some drums. But, like, I'm not just stepping into it yet. That's not, you know, I'm not doing that. First off, the AI toys. Mm-hmm. Part of the issue they're having is they have these AI teddy bears. Not way different than what we had when we had Teddy Ruxpin back in the
80s. Or the Furbies, right?
But because of their learning models, here are some of the problems they say that they're finding in some of these now recalled AI teddy bears. One, they would alert you to things like dangerous items in the house if you were persistent or demanding of it. So if you, like, bullied the bear a little bit, if you're like, where's the knife? The bear might tell you then.
And we don't think the kids already know the knife is in the kitchen?
Well, I don't know, man. He's asking the bear about it.
This feels like parents just blaming. This feels like people just blame. They don't like AI, and they're just blaming it for problems that already exist.
You think anyway, that this is. So their issues is that the toys connect to Wi-Fi, use a microphone, understand responses from children, and that they ultimately don't want their kid speaking to this AI toy that could alert them to some things they don't want to alert them to. Would you be anti that, I guess, if you had a kid? Would you be anti getting them an AI toy?
If it was a teddy bear, no. If it was like a computer or something, like it truly, I understand the AI, the computer inside the robot or the teddy bear, but you get my point.
Like, simple computer.
What is the teddy, the teddy bear going to, like, the teddy bear is not going to get, you think someone's going to hack the teddy bear, Cody, and the teddy bear is just going to start doing ridiculous things? Like, I'm not convinced that if you're talking to this teddy bear and if the kid is having a conversation that is what's going to convince the kid to go do something.
It says, you know, they're claiming it allows your kid to freely generate content and this other stuff, but they're also saying that makes it very vulnerable. Where you take the teddy bear and content, it might follow you down that road.
Well, then the kid was already thinking that.
Yeah, but, like, this could encourage the thing. I kind of don't think I want an AI toy for the kid. You know, I think I am kind of anti it in a way, or at least until I'm sure these things work a little bit better. Because they certainly are not foolproof models by any particular means. And do they have any guardrails? You know, what are the safety measures in place? I don't feel like I know that. I know what the safety measure in place is if I get my kid a lawn dart. They already got rid of those a long time ago. It's a giant pointy thing that they can throw in the yard. I know that I got to be smart if they're using that. AI teddy bear, supposed to monitor that use all the time? In a weird way, I guess you just monitor it the same way you would if you got him a cell phone or a computer or anything else.
I guess that's all I'm trying to say. I'm not acting like AI can't be problematic, but I don't view why is the teddy bear any different than how you would parent around anything else.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, because it just seems, I guess I don't give them.
Your kid has an iPad.
Does have an iPad, but they're also like, can I safety measure the bear?
That's a fair complaint.
I can block websites. They can't get on YouTube.
Right.
Like, they don't have access to certain websites on the iPad. I can block certain apps or websites.
But on the
content.
Teddy bear, they would have to ask the teddy bear something. It's like the teddy bear's not showing them how to do something.
But, the, you know, like, there's been other lawsuits and stuff come up with over the AI stuff in this. I understand.
Yeah.
It's not physically showing them how to do stuff. I give them step by step.
But the kid would have to ask that.
I will say, my daughter's got an Alexa in her room to play music.
Parent
your kid. My daughter has an Alexa in her room. She plays music in and like stories and all this other stuff. I'm always a little bit worried about her interaction with it because she bullies it. She's like, Alexa, do this thing. If it's not listening, she's always just so mad at it. Like, oh, what are you? What is your stupid problem? Get it together, Alexa. We're trying to work through this stuff. I asked for this song. She gets so frustrated with it when it won't play the thing that she wants. I'm like, hey, be nicer to Alexa. She's like, just a robot.
Like, I wouldn't mind Alexa and I like talking back. See, like, you guys are like, oh, no, I don't want to. No, this is where I actually would. You know what? Who the hell do you think you are? I would like that response back. I'd respect it.
Oh, you want a little pushback.
It's an Alexa. It's not. We're not talking about like these nightmare type things. These are not it's not like there's some humanoid robot in your house where you're worried that it literally is going to get hacked and try to kill you. The Alexa device can only do so much, okay? You know what I mean?
Cody, by the way, you might want to get Desmond the drum set.
Oh, yeah?
From 913. Buy your kid the drums. I bought my kid his first drum set as a kid. He just finished 2 world tours with Beyonce.
Oh, that's dope.
Wow.
Congrats, first
That's
off.
Awesome.
I figure we'll put him in some like lessons first and see if he likes it.
Cody's going school of rock.
Yeah.
If you did get a drum set, that has to go in the garage, correct? Like I don't think there's another option.
No, I'd let him have it in his room, I guess. I don't know. You can buy silencer things. You can buy like mats for the top of kids.
Yeah, I was going to say like the carpet.
Soften the sounds. Yeah. You can buy things that like soften the internal sound of a drum set.
Just build him a studio, one of these side ones, and you'll be good.
But I'm not gonna buy him drums until I know he likes them. You know
that like, that also.
It's not
fair.
The same as buying a soccer ball. It's just like, you know, I'm gonna wait and make sure that he actually enjoys the instrument. He's been doing tennis lessons. We've been asking what other activity he wants to do, and he said drums
with Kling.
So no, not with Kling. Kling and I live on opposite sides of town, so he's not going with Kling. But
see, like, now people are presenting like the most ridiculous scenario. Someone says, Gold, you know, it may not be a robot, but Alexa can help you find a hitman on the black web. Look, if you're trying to do that already, there's already some problems going on. Like, if you are already asking Alexa about a hitman on the black web, you're going to do any means necessary to go find that anyway. Like, I guess that's where I'm like, I don't blame AI for that. That you already got something going on in your mind at that point, right?
But shouldn't we stop AI from looking that stuff up?
Well, that's a whole much deeper conversation.
Get on the black web.
Well, that's a much deeper conversation. You know, I could use that example for other things than why do people need certain things. That's a whole Pandora's box that you just tried to open up there.
Someone says, quit yelling Alexa into the
Alexa,
radio.
Is Cody wrong? Or is Gold wrong?
See if it plays on your at-home speaker. Sorry.
Alexa, will the Bengals miss the playoffs? Response back, that's a dumb question. Of course they will.
I'm just asking which one you do. Do you remember a toy that you particularly loved as a child? Was there one other than a video game system? That always seems like a pretty high list. My aunt gave us all the Super Nintendo. That was a
so I had like one of those, not remote control. What I don't even know what the, we had like a true like electronic locomotive train set. I love that as a kid.
Ooh,
like,
okay.
Like, it, like legit one that had like the steam coming out of it and everything. I loved it.
My daughter likes dance and creative and all this other stuff. So it's like a more difficult thing to like finely tune. My kid has been getting into Lego more, so there's been a little bit more of that around the house. Him and his friend built one the other day when he was over.
I just I never was that into Legos. I would never today have enough patience to try to spend three weeks doing that.
I think it's because he says he's going to be an engineer.
Okay, well,
there
you go.
I'm going to be an engineer, and then he'll get like
tape. He's already
and
way smarter. That's
stuff,
the problem.
So.
He's already smarter. This makes more sense.
That's why he likes the Lego.
Yeah.
We always were like cars. Stuff.
Yeah,
you know, like those mats that have the streets and stuff, or like the racetracks and everything like that. We used to get like little mini diecast cars and race cars and stuff.
Someone says, "What about the Furbies?" Yeah, I definitely those things were creepy even as a kid.
What the Furby is?
I'm saying Furby, Drew.
Yeah,
Furby.
Yeah. What is a? I think I might. I don't know the name. I might know what you're talking about, but the name Furby doesn't ring.
I don't know how would you describe it? It
was
I don't know. Kind of looks like tiny, a little hamster little, chinchilla
yeah,
thing.
Tiny little creature.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
That had like long eyelashes and the eyes would like
Yeah. I know. Yeah, I know.
Late 90s thing.
Legend over on Twitch says the new Furbies are scary. Scary in one way.
Oh, they have new Furbies?
I mean, things come back around. Everything's
they have new Tamagotchis while we're at it.
You loved your Tamagotchi.
Oh, man,
you said you got in trouble multiple times.
I got in a lot of trouble. We were going to a show at Starlight when I was a kid. My family was, and I wanted to keep playing the Tamagotchi. And, you know, I made noise, and I guess, I don't know, maybe I couldn't turn the noise off. And it got to the point where, like, to this day, it still gets brought up. And I can't remember what show they were going to see. We were there, and they had to leave the whole show. They bought tickets for all five of us, and we had to
and
leave because I ruined the whole thing by playing my
You said
Tamagotchi.
They still only live down. All right, yeah. I've got one toy I'm not going to get my kids for Christmas. Do you guys want to look it up so you can see what I'm talking about? They're called Fugglers.
Excuse me?
F-U-G-G-L-E-R. Go and look that up and tell me if you want your kid to have that. They look like real human teeth.
Fugglers. No way. This is stupid. What?
Laboratory Misfits, 9-inch plush.
Nope.
This is what you're talking about?
Uh-huh.
Nope.
Look at them, dude. Look at all the different examples. Look at the teeth.
I mean, it just looks like a little plush monster.
Look at the teeth.
They
look like real teeth.
But do they feel like real teeth?
I don't know.
If it's plush, then who cares?
I don't like the teeth.
This is why you're not getting this for your kid?
They haven't asked, but it's also on the no list.
That's just.
I'm looking at the teeth, like yeah.
Why would you? Hold on. Why would you want that? That would be my. If they did ask Cody, my first question would be like, why do you want this?
Kids, man, they want all kinds of stuff. My daughter just wants like a laptop or a phone.
she's
9. I'm not trying to give her unfettered access to the internet. Uh-huh. We just talked about this. I'm holding off on the phone till middle school.
That's when I got mine.
Honestly, that feels early.
And it was one of those flip phones. I didn't get a phone until I was in eighth grade. It was a flip phone. It was one of those track phones.
Yeah.
You know, that you had to buy a minutes on or whatever.
I think we should bring back home phones. New take? Bring back home phones.
There is a nostalgia.
Let kids call kids, on a damn cell phone.
There is a
not so they can have access to the internet.
Well, there is
they
want
to talk to each other?
There's a nostalgic aspect to that. I was talking to my parents on the phone. I'm dead serious. I was writing something as I was doing it. Popped my phone over on the side, and I was leaned over like this. Like it was resting on my shoulder. And I thought to myself, a home phone would actually be more comfortable.
I mean, I'm like you guys. I have my home phone number still memorized from a kid, you know, as a kid. It's one of those, you just never forget that. Now we don't, you know, other than maybe like four numbers, I don't have any other number memorized everything else is in your phone now. But as a kid, I can tell you my.
You can probably still tell Billy down the street.
Yeah, I have.
823-7553, man. That thing, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah. I don't know who's got my home phone number from childhood, but I don't think it,
Yeah, let's call up Drew's childhood phone number.
I didn't give you the area code, so yeah, I don't want to bother anybody.
Be easy to figure out. There's only so many in Indianapolis.
Roughly where you live.
There's only so many in Indianapolis. Yeah. Uh-huh. Anyway, that is the random question of the day. Someone says Tamagotchis. They do have new ones. Yeah, man, I loved those as a kid. That was the coolest thing.
Little pet you could feed.
Yeah, man, I thought it was cool.
Maybe we had more than we think. Tamagotchi, learning, feeding. Somebody mentioned that 21 questions. Things you guys ever have that little thing? It'd be like you try to think of something in your head and it ask you 21 questions to correctly guess your answer.
I don't know if I had that. What was the little magic eight ball thing you would shake?
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Magic eight ball?
No, was that what it was called?
Yeah, I think it was.
Okay. I was like, you know what I'm talking about, right?
I was like, you just described.
You know what I'm talking about? Was that what it was called? Okay,
yes. Well,
makes
it was,
sense.
Yeah,
yes. Magic eight ball, plastic sphere made to look like an oversized eight ball, fortune telling, seeking advice.
That's the random question of the day.
Our toys were so much different than, I guess, now. Mm-hmm. It's somewhat similar, but AI never would have thought anything like that.
Yeah, I guess I guess the Magic 8-Ball is completely obsolete. You can just ask Alexa or anything.
Hey, sure. It still has like a...
shape.
Yeah, like a, you know, like a...
In fairness, I don't think there was any reason with the Magic 8-Ball, which made it fun.
No, it was random, but it's still... I imagine they still sell those.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.